WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rodgers and Hart formed one of the great songwriting teams of this century. Their 24-year collaboration produced such standards as The Lady is a Tramp, My Funny Valentine, Where or When, and I Wish I Were in Love Again. A new PBS documentary about their partnership, the Rodgers and Hart story, Thou Swell, Thou Witty, airs on many public television stations this week. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, both mine eyes acute to one.
If I had to pick only one songwriter or songwriting team to listen to on my desert island portable CD player, it would be Rodgers and Hart. They were such opposites, it's amazing they lasted as a team as long as they did. Rodgers was the handsome, hard-working, but emotionally reticent family man. Hart, barely 5 feet tall, was a self-loathing, closeted homosexual, a volatile, undisciplined alcoholic who'd disappear on binges when his lyrics were due. Hart's trenchant wordplay energized Rodgers' Brahmsian lyricism, while Rodgers' tunefulness rounded Hart's edges. According to Mary Rodgers, Noel Coward once said that her father positively peed melody. Their first published song was Any Old Place With You from 1919, when Rodgers was 17 and Hart 24. Stanley Wayne Mathis sings it in the new TV documentary.
We'll melt in Syria, freeze in Siberia, negligee in Timbuktu. In dreamy Portugal, I'm gonna court you, gal. Ancient Rome will paint anew. I'll call it Studapest, you like in Budapest. Oh, for far Peru. I'll go to hell for ya, or Philadelphia. Any old place with you.
The documentary mixes archival footage with new production numbers that are more distinctive for their period orchestrations than for most of the performers. I'm not even sure some of them understand what they're singing about. The historical stuff is fascinating, especially home movies taken of the original productions. But we get only snippets. Don't blink or you'll miss George Balanchine rehearsing Dancers and On Your Toes, or the great Nicholas brothers in Balanchine's comic ballet. There's a flash of Desi Arnaz pounding a conga drum in Too Many Girls, his Broadway debut, and Jimmy Durante under the big top in Jumbo at New York's legendary Hippodrome. We hear all of 10 seconds of a rare home recording of Gene Kelly, the original Pal Joey, singing I Could Write a Book. We get more substantial clips from a 1929 short subject called Makers of Melody, in which Dick Rodgers and Larry Hart appear as themselves in a mock interview about how they came to write their songs. You can see the whole film on a Kino home video.
It's all your fault, my fault. All you did was talk about your lyrics. Why didn't you let me play the music for him?
I'm sick of this racket.
Now you'll have to go into the real estate business with your father. Come on.
One highlight is Vivian Siegel on a 1952 TV show singing the great song she introduced in Pal Joey. But even her two skimpy excerpts get interrupted by comments from her co-star Gene Kelly's ex-wife, Betsy Blair.
I'm wild again. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
She conveyed sophistication, intelligence, the ability to have a passionate sexual affair when her head knew better, and she sang very well.
I'll sing to him each spring to him.
Still, we should be grateful for what we get. It's fascinating to hear Richard Rodgers say in a 1961 interview that Hart thought the Broadway shows he grew up with had been cowardly, responded only to formula, and didn't say anything. Rodgers and Hart certainly helped change that. In fact, though the narrator, Jonathan Pryce, tells us that their songs were great in spite of weak plots, other interviewees paint a different picture. Pal Joey, based on New Yorker stories by John O'Hara, introduced a new level of literacy and sexual sophistication to the Broadway musical. Who before Rodgers and Hart based musicals on Mark Twain or Shakespeare? The Boys from Syracuse is probably smarter and funnier than the Comedy of Errors. On Your Toes integrated ballet into musicals well before Oklahoma. I think these shows, Wise, Racy, Hip, are far more advanced than Oklahoma, the so-called landmark musical Rodgers wrote with his next partner, Oscar Hammerstein, with its throwback to operetta and cornpone. Hart is often called a cynic, but has any songwriter, even Cole Porter or the Gershwins, ever given us a more complex view of the inner life of the emotions? The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words, "I love you till the day I die," the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. We don't hear this song on the PBS show, but at least a new generation of TV watchers will get a taste of one of America's most underrated contributions to 20th century culture. The classic Broadway musical at its very best.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Rodgers and Hart story airs on many public television stations this week.